Good morning. This is Max Dirks with the Farm Service Agency in Atlantic. Here's today's USDA report. This morning I want to start off with some reminders about the Coronavirus Food Assistance Program. Egg producers can still apply for USDA's Coronavirus Food Assistance Program. We call it CFAP, that provides direct payments to offset impacts from the coronavirus pandemic. The application and payment calculator are available online, and Farm Service Agency staff members are available either by phone, fax, and online tools to help producers complete those applications. We're accepting applications through August 28th of this year. Through CFAP, USDA is making available $16 billion for vital financial assistance to producers of ag commodities who've suffered a 5% or greater percent price decline due to the COVID-19 and face additional significant marketing costs as a result of a lower demand, surplus production, and any disruptions to the shipping patterns as a result and the orderly marketing of commodities. We also remind producers that the program is structured to ensure the availability of funding for all eligible producers who apply. In order to do this, producers are only going to receive 80% of the maximum total of payment upon the approval of their application. Remaining portion of that payment, not to exceed the payment limits, will be paid at a later date nationwide as the funds remain available. Producers can download the CFAP application and other eligibility forms from farmers.gov/CFAP. Also on that webpage, producers can find a payment calculator to help identify sales and inventory records that they're needed to apply and to calculate the potential payments. Producers of eligible commodities will apply through their local FSA office. If you use the online calculator tool, you'll be able to print off a pre-filled CFAP application. You can sign it and submit it to your local FSA office, either electronically or via hand delivery. If you want more information or you want to provide your information in instances where you do not have access to the online tools, contact your local FSA office. And now some reminders to complete your crop insurance acreage reports. Cass County FSA office is currently open to phone and virtual appointments only. We can still work with producers on timely filing crop acreage reports. FSA staff can provide assistance over the phone, by email, and through virtual meetings via Microsoft Teams. July 15th, so the middle of next week, is the acreage reporting date for crops in Iowa. In order to comply with FSA program eligibility requirements, all producers must file an accurate crop acreage reporting report by the applicable deadline. FSA staff is still able to assist producers in completing those acreage reports, including providing maps. And those maps for all Cass County controlled farms have recently been mailed to all producers, along with instructions for completing those maps. After your planting is complete, which hopefully it is, producers should return those completed maps and the acreage reporting sheet to our office as soon as possible. After the completed maps and acreage reporting information is received, we'll make the software updates and let producers know that the completed report of acreage form, which is the FSA 578, is ready to sign. There are a couple exceptions to the acreage reporting dates. If the crop's not been planted by the acreage reporting date, then the acreage must be reported no later than 15 calendar days after the planting is completed. Or if a producer acquires additional acreage after the acreage reporting date, then the acreage must be reported no later than 30 calendar days after the purchase or acquiring of the lease. You have to provide adequate documentation to our county offices to prove that. Producers should also report crop acreage they intend to plant, but due to natural disasters, weren't able to plant. Preventing planting acreage must be reported on a form CCC 576, which is called the Notice of Loss, no later than 15 calendar days after the final planting date is established by FSA and USDA's Risk Management Agency. If you've applied for organic certification and don't receive it before the acreage reporting deadline, you may provide the necessary documentation to FSA immediately upon receipt of from your certifying agent. If you have any questions, contact your local office. And now some reminders about CRP cover maintenance. Producers participating in the CRP program are responsible for cover maintenance. Participants need to maintain the practices according to their conservation plan without any additional car share assistance, and this includes compliance with state noxious weed laws and control of any other weeds that are not considered noxious if the undesirable vegetation poses a threat to the existing cover or adversely impacts other landowners in the area. If you're going to do any treatment of the weeds, you need to receive FSA approval before you begin any spot weed treatment, especially during the primary nesting season, which began May 15th, and it goes through the end of this month through the 1st of August. And treatment includes things like spot spraying and spot mowing. We request that you limit it to the immediate area of infestation. And finally, the 2020 FSA County Committee elections. Nomination period for Cass County Committee elections began June 15th. Nomination forms must be postmarked or received in the Cass County office by the close of business on August 1st. County committees are unique to FSA and allow producers to have a voice on federal farm program implementation at the local level. Cass County FSA is actively seeking nominees for the local administrative area, which includes Lincoln, Messina, Union, Edna, and Victoria townships. If you reside in any of these townships and are involved in the farm as an owner, operator, or other tenant, consider serving your fellow producers on the FSA County Committee. The annual FSA County Committee election of ag producers to serve on the FSA committees is important to all farmers and ranchers, whether you're a beginning or a long-term producer, or whether you have a large or a small operation. Elected committee members serve 3 years and are responsible for making decisions on FSA disaster, conservation, commodity, and price support programs, as well as other important federal program issues, which ensures the needs of local producers are met. Committee meets about once a month, and members are paid for their time and reimbursed for mileage expenses. To become a nominee, eligible individuals must sign a form FSA 669A by the nomination deadline of August 1st. They can nominate themselves or others as candidates, and organizations representing minority and women farmers may also nominate candidates. All producers, including beginning farmers, minority, and underserved farm owners, are encouraged to submit a nomination to serve on the FSA County Committee. For more information or to complete an application, please contact our office. And in closing, for more information on any of the topics covered today or other questions you may have, contact your local county FSA office. If you're in Cass County, we're at 503 West 7th Street in Atlantic. Our phone number is 243-1377. You can find us on the web at fsa.usda.gov or reach us by email at iaatlantic-fsa@usda.gov. Thanks, and have a great day.